Recent incidents of birds, lots of birds, falling out of the sky in Arkansas and Louisiana have raised concern and speculation. There's no shortage of theories out there to explain what could have killed so many animals at once. But the job of uncovering the truth falls to scientists tucked away in an unusual lab in Madison, Wisconsin. They investigated both cases. Susan Bentz of member station WUWM in Milwaukee visited the lab and has this tour for us.
Take a short drive off a suburban street a few miles from the state capitol here, and you feel like you're entering a nature preserve. It's actually a branch of the U.S. Geological Survey. The National Wildlife Health Center is a no-frills brick complex that's all but camouflaged by the prairie and woods that surround it. There are regional and university-based programs around the country, but this is the only federal institution dedicated exclusively to wildlife health research. Branch Chief Scott Wright is pretty sure few people knew the lab existed until the dramatic death of several thousand blackbirds in Arkansas on New Year's Eve. A few days later, the lab scientists started examining some of the dead birds. Wright, a former marine mammal pathologist, sets a brisk pace as we walk down the hallway.
These are offices for folks. Our field investigation team and different scientists have their offices up here.
The center deals primarily with dead creatures in an attempt to figure out what went wrong in the wild.
We have sea otters. That's probably the one marine mammal we work the most with. We have staff here that were on the field, on the ground, when Exxon Valdez occurred. They were out there conducting necropsies on all sorts of things.
But most cases, well, actually carcasses, from around the country are shipped to their door. To make that happen, Wright says its investigators head out to visit people in the field.
State wildlife management agents, biologists in different states, federal, tribal, that are responsible for managing wildlife. Most of these events that occur in very rural, remote locations where these folks work. And so they know to call us and say, hey, I've got this die-off, can you please help?
Below ground is the necropsy lab, where they do the animal version of an autopsy. Inside the lab, pathologist Dr. David Green is on duty.
He's working on some intestines right now. I don't know what it's from because he threw away the carcass.
So Dr. Green works exclusively with bird issues?
No, he's spent a great deal of his professional time focusing on amphibian diseases.
Nobody, not even Scott Wright, is allowed inside this necropsy suite, or any of the labs for that matter. Spectators have to stand behind thick windows.
He's collecting samples. He will put it in special containers that go to a dumbwaiter that goes upstairs to the diagnostic lab. And then when they get to the diagnostic lab, we maintain the integrity of the sample.
Later in the lab library, we meet Dr. Green. He's sporting an impressively groomed handlebar mustache and exudes professional contentment.
The diversity is just incredible. I still vividly remember the first time I was asked to dissect a pelican.
Green says whether exotic or not, every creature is treated to the same thorough examination. But the recent Arkansas case seems different than the 15 other blackbird die-offs the National Wildlife Health Center has analyzed over the past 5 years. While the Madison-based lab waits for final test results, it's also fielding numerous calls from people who say they may challenge those results. Still, the scientists here say the findings will be backed by 35 years of scientific expertise. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.
This is NPR.